Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you. You're listening to Reception Perception,
the show.
Matt Harmon, how are you doing as we enter into week number 3?
Well, man, I'm feeling great coming off a huge Aaron Jones game. I know we mostly talk wide receivers on this podcast, of course, but I spent all summer, you know, saying like Aaron Jones was a great second round pick, the perfect second round pick at certain times. He's on all my fantasy teams. He's also on my, this first year my mom has ever played fantasy football. Yeah. Oh my God. Mom's league. Outrageous. He's on her fantasy team. He's on my sister's fantasy team. And they're both giving me grief after week one for frickin' Aaron Jones. So I am very happy to see Aaron Jones get back in the box a couple of times. So I'm feeling good heading into week number 3 here.
Hey, listen, you know, family leagues notwithstanding. I know had previously on a previous episode, we had talked about stud wide receivers. Kind of lifting offenses. I think today's focus, I really wanted to focus on groups of wide receivers that are really good, that are clearly elevating the passing game and kind of sort of elevating the play of their quarterbacks. And I want to start in Miami. I know we had talked about Tyreek Hill lifting what we saw there in South Beach, but listen, man, you can't talk about South Beach right now without talking about the dynamic duo of Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Holy hell. In fantasy football, I cannot remember. I was too lazy to look this up. I can't remember ever seeing two wide receivers go for a 40 spot in the same damn game.
Well, you're probably correct on that because Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are the only pair of wideouts with 170 plus yards and two touchdowns apiece in the same game since at least 1950. I saw that from our former colleague, Rich Eisen of the NFL Network this weekend. So hilarious to call us colleagues of Rich Eisen, you know, given our... given our status at the network and his, but hey, we were in the makeup room getting makeup together at the same time one time, me and Rich Eisen. God. So you know what? I'll go ahead and say former colleague Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. Anyways, so you're probably right. You probably haven't seen that very often because it has never been done before. Apparently.
There you go. All right, 11 catches on 13 targets for Tyreek, 190 and two touchdowns for the Cheetah. And then for Mr. Waddle, 11 catches on 19 targets for Jaylen Waddle, 171, two touchdowns. You know what's even more impressive about that, man? Like Tyreek Hill's battling cramps all game. Like that's just crazy. Yeah. This dude's just out there battling cramps. Like I thought when he left the game again, I thought it was like, there's no way he's coming back, dude. Like there's just no way. Like the human body can't respond. He just comes right back out and just starts catching balls again. You're like, yo, this man is superhuman. He's not human. That's what it is. These guys are not human. Their after catchability, especially for Jaylen Waddle, is just something outrageous, dude.
I mean, I couldn't agree with more of everything you just said. This is there are a lot of really good wide receiver duos in the NFL. There's so many good receiver duos in the NFL, so many receiver groups overall. We'll talk about a few of like kind of up and coming ones, but you know, this is a new one, the Hill Waddle duo. And I certainly think that even if you don't want to say they're the best, I think you probably have to say they're the most dynamic duo of wide receivers right now because of the unique speed that they both bring to the table. I mean, Tyreek Hill is probably, you know, again, I don't think he's the best receiver in football. I would rank a few guys ahead of him, but he's certainly the most like dynamic guy from a speed perspective. And Jalen Waddle too. There's a lot of different ways we could go with this, but Jalen Waddle is extremely fast. You know, he was number one in success rate versus man coverage among those prospects coming into the league in 2021. You know, so he was a guy who could win at all levels. And I think that was something that his rookie year reception perception profile showed, which about a 70% success rate versus man number. I actually don't even think he was really healthy throughout his rookie year. I think there were some times where he took a little bit to get sped up, but you saw in his route success rate chart that, oh, okay, Jalen Waddle can, you know, burn, man. Like he can get down the field. That little pop gun role that they had him playing as a rookie was not really indicative of his full skill set. Like Jalen Waddle can rip it down the field on the nine route, on the corner route, on the out route in the vertical game. Those are really strong routes. He just wasn't used there as a rookie. He's getting used there now, right? And I think that one of the things that I discounted coming into this year was the clarity and vision of this Miami coaching staff from an offensive standpoint, because, you know, Mike McDaniel and the boys coming over, like they've clearly just, they've built this identity around these two receivers. One of the things I said coming into this year was that if both Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill from a fantasy perspective were going to pay off their ADPs, one of two things had to happen. Either Tua had to take a massive leap forward, or these two guys are going to have to be the only relevant pass catchers in Miami. And honestly, both of those things might have come true at this point. In week two, 88% of the air yards combined went to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. 64% of the targets combined to just those two guys. So, and we, I think Tua has taken a step forward. We can kind of talk more Tua in a second. But one thing I think that I discounted was Jalen Waddle was not going to be in this same little pop gun role, despite the fact that he was playing with the same quarterback, because what was the thing with Brian Flores in Miami? And, you know, obviously I think we all can kind of agree that Brian Flores maybe got a bad rap there at the end of his tenure in Miami, but
for sure,
one thing that was a problem with him was he was constantly cycling offensive coordinators, would have like multiple offensive coordinators on the same, you know, who was calling plays. You never had any idea. There might've been up to like three guys with equal standing in the room there in the final year of Miami. So I think the fact they have clarity of vision, the fact they have clarity about these two guys being your best players, it's just so dangerous. It's just impossible to try to cover these two guys together, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and we're seeing the results of that.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I know it's not going to hold up, you know, but it's just kind of like, it is fun to like look at like the on pay stuff just because it's so outrageous.
Yeah.
But Jalen Waddle is on pace for 2,040 yards, 26 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill is on pace for 162 receptions, 2,400 yards and 17 touchdowns. A pair of wide receivers both on pace right now for 2,000 plus, bro. Like, what? Get out of here. This is outrageous. It's out of bounds. It's Chris Carter, Randy Moss. It's Ike Bruce, Torrey Holt. This is like, it's not a Batman and Robin. It's Batman and Batman. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, this is an unbelievable pair. And you talk about ranking those pairs, bro. Like, there is no one else. Like, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that's a good pair. That's a very, very good pair. T. Higgins is not on this level yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's just not fair. It's not fair what these guys are doing. And you know what has sneakily helped them too, is that they have struggled somewhat to run the ball. And Mike McDaniel, you know, being the coach that he is, he's like, you know what? Okay, we're not running the ball that well. So you know what? We're just going to get the ball into our playmakers' hands, and we're just going to do that over and over and over and over again. And I think it's just so smart. You know, like, there are certain players where it's just like, I mean, look at Indianapolis. Goddamn, like, Jonathan Taylor couldn't get the damn ball. Like, why is this happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so, it's mind-boggling when some of these coaches get away from some of their best players. And for Mike McDaniel to kind of force feed Tyreek and Waddle over and over and over again, I think both of these guys clearly have elevated the play of Tua. I think they've also kind of unlocked something in Tua as well, which is kind of like, is he throwing the best footballs? No. No way. Like, he's underthrowing balls. He's overthrowing. It's fine. But who cares? You know what? The one thing that I had a real big problem with Tua was that he couldn't pull the trigger. Now he don't care. Like, he's just like, screw it. I'm throwing it to my guys. And like, I'm going to let them go make plays, which I love. I love that about what he's doing right now.
He very much looks like, from an aggressiveness standpoint, Alabama Tua. Which I think is really cool to see, because he's also not getting like the best protection in the entire world either. Their offensive line is not 100% healthy. You know, they just put their starting right tackle, Austin Jackson, on short-term IR heading into that Ravens game. And I will say, the Ravens have to get partial credit for giving this huge game up to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. That back end is not fixed. I mean, they're dealing with injuries back there. You know, Marcus Peters is on a pitch count. He got roasted. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton, their rookie kind of box safety nickel defender guy, he got torched a couple of times too. Not looking great so far from that perspective with the Ravens defense. But just last thing on Tua here, you know, it is kind of one of those things where he's not, is he Justin Herbert throwing the deep pass? Is he Patrick Mahomes throwing the deep pass? No, but the results are, the results are there. He is absurdly efficient, so much better on just like straight throwing go routes right now, because he's got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I'm like, why do you go out and get those two guys?
I know.
It's to cut the margin for error. You know, we could sit here in like a hypothetical world and be like, well, if Tua was just throwing to this receiver and this receiver from a vertical standpoint, would he be efficient? No, because he's not a great deep passer. Well, who gives a damn? He's not throwing to those guys. He is, for the next at least like what, 2-3 years, gonna be throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So great, that's the result that you got it graded on right there, is what is actually happening on the field. And so far through 2 weeks, the results look pretty damn good.
We're really gonna find out what they're made of, this passing attack is really made of, when they take on Buffalo there in week number three. By the way, to your point, Baltimore led this game 35-14, a 21-point lead with 13 minutes to go. Next Gen Stats had Baltimore winning this game with like at like a, they had like a win percentage of like 99% expected win. It was like 99%, and somehow, some way, Miami pulls out this game. Is so crazy. One last random note. Yeah, go ahead.
We should be talking about, in this game, we should be talking about like the Lamar Jackson show. He had an incredible game. You know, the Lamar Jackson, like, he had a 79-yard touchdown in this game. He had a 79-yard touchdown, which was the longest of his career. I think he has now 1,100-yard rushing games, which surpassed Michael Vick for the most in NFL history for a quarterback. Like, we should be talking about that game for Lamar Jackson and, like, Rashad Bateman emerging as this monster big play threat. Like, the passing attack looks awesome in Baltimore, and we're not talking about any of that because the defense – like, Lamar needs to go have a conversation with the defense and be like, hey guys, you really screwed this one up for me.
Which is so, it's so random to see that really from a Harbaugh, you know, team. Last year was, you know, you give them a pass because, oh my God, just the injuries were just everywhere. But man, if they start getting a little bit healthier, this team is a little bit scary. By the way, that was the first rushing touchdown for Lamar Jackson in an entire year, which was pretty crazy when I discovered that. Also, random note in Baltimore. Yesterday, I found out, I don't know how I didn't know this, but Devin Duvernay and Kyler Murray are cousins. I did not know that. That was a very random note.
Did not know that either.
So there you go. Very athletic family there with Devin Duvernay.